Your self-care is not selfish. It's self-preservation. I think we need a shift to thinking that health goals, our health, our fitness goals are selfish to their self-preservation. By you taking care of yourself, you can therefore come home or go to work and show up as your best for others. Hello, hello, girlfriend. Welcome back to the Ambitious and Fit podcast. I am so excited that you're here. I'm just honored to be in your earbuds. I feel like you and I are at our favorite coffee shop, sitting right across from one another with our almond milk or, you know, oat milk or matcha lattes, whatever floats your boat, girlfriend. If you're even a tea gal, I totally understand that. I personally would be having my latte, probably by Tony. Maybe you and I are actually sitting in my kitchen. Who knows? But if you also, guys, if you have seen, Tony is literally a unicorn of a human. I talk about how you and I are unicorns, but like literally Tony is a unicorn, my amazing husband. He has kicked butt in the latte art department. If you want to see his latte art, he literally does it every single day. Around lunchtime, it's like our little latte, you know, relationship, marriage, you know, little pick me up in the afternoon to ignite us for the rest of the afternoon. And he literally has conquered a heart and that beautiful like leaf look. So if you love some lattes, like that aesthetically pleasing moment, please go pop over to my Instagram because he kicks butt. I'm so excited. Yet I don't know how to work the latte machine at all. Is it on purpose? Maybe. Marriage hack? Yes, 1000%, right? But anyways, I just imagine you and I having this amazing conversation and really just getting clear as ambitious and fit women, how can we set better boundaries? Because when we set better boundaries, we can say no to things that don't serve us, that aren't fulfilling us, that aren't making us money, that aren't giving us fulfillment in our lives, that are wasting our time. Like, hell no. Like, I don't want to be wasting. That is like literally my biggest pet peeve is wasting time. Like, I cannot stand it. Right. And so, whether I'm wasting my own time personally, or if, you know, somebody else is wasting my time, I ain't got no time for it, right? And so I think that it's really important for us to be setting clear boundaries. That way we then give ourselves the gift of structure and freedom to be able to say, oh, this is how I identify. This is my identity. These are the things that I do. These are the boundaries that I've set. And you overall have this sense of confidence, and you also get the gift of time. Right. So I've had a couple of questions from my own clients, my beautiful ANF gal pals. Love you so much. You guys are badasses. I love you so much. But regardless, we've had these conversations on how to set better boundaries. And that's with, you know, whether it's with your friends or your family. And I know we've touched on this a couple of times on the podcast, but really it's just been only one point. We're making it the whole podcast, the whole enchilada. Right. And I want you to just really unapologetically prioritize yourself. And I think that's the main theme for this and setting better boundaries is I want you to feel so confident in your journey, in the things that you're doing, that you ultimately feel like you're becoming the best version of yourself. Like that is like while getting in the best shape of your life, like heck freaking yeah, right? So we're going to be deep diving into that. I would say that personally, growing up, I was always a people pleaser. And I think that that was something that I really struggled with over time. I would always say sorry. I would always, you know, even if I didn't need to say sorry, it was like I literally said, like I bumped into a wall and I said sorry to it. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you probably think of like a time that you've done something like that. Or even like maybe somebody was supposed to do something for you and yet you say, oh, sorry, like I meant to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, no, they should be saying sorry. You should not be saying sorry. So one of the things that I'm personally still working on is not saying sorry as much. I don't know if that's on your to-do list. If it is, let me know, or on your 2024 list. But more than anything, I was always a people pleaser. And so I would bend over backwards for people all the time. I used to always go over to other people's houses versus, you know, if I would say, hey, do you want to come over to mine? They'd be like, oh, come over to mine. I'd be like, oh, sure. No problem. Like I never like, you know, it never occurred to me that, you know, I should maybe push back a little bit and be like, hey, no, like we always go over to yours. Let's come over here instead. Right. You know, there's different things where, you know, maybe I let other people walk all over me, to be honest, especially in my corporate job. Like there was a lot of the times where I wouldn't stand up for myself. I wouldn't manage my own career, and I would allow people to really like just give me things. Like, I was considered a go-getter, an achiever. I'm sure you relate, where my only gift for all of my hard work was more work. And I was like, no, like, I need to be focusing on like these big things that I really want to do. So I think setting amazing, better boundaries as ambitious and fit women, like, it can literally give us the gift of more time. It can give us confidence. It can also help us get closer to what we want in terms of our goals. And so that's the reason why we're going to be talking about this today. But for all my people pleasers, for all of my people who have a ton of friends and family who just expect so much out of them, I think that this will be a really great podcast episode for you, and maybe one that we should save, because then it's always one that we can go back and feel like we're actually doing something about our stress levels. We're doing something about our life and living it for ourselves and prioritizing ourselves versus putting ourselves on the back burner, which I feel like so many women do, and we need to move past that, right? So I am thrilled for us to be talking about this, because boundaries have personally changed my life times a million, especially in the past 5-6 years. And so, let's dig on in, girl. All right. So number one, in terms of how ambitious women set better boundaries while, you know, of course, getting in the best shape of their lives and also being happier, healthier, wealthier, is number one is we identify our priorities. We have to identify our priorities. We need to get super freaking clear. Like, imagine that little cute target emoji. We need to get so clear on what are our fitness goals, our nutritious goals, like what are our personal values that take precedence. That way you can align your boundaries accordingly. Like, what the heck do you want to achieve? Now let's surround boundaries around that, right? Now, same thing with your family. If your family comes first, if your family is one of your top priorities, that is a thing that you have to surround your schedule by, surround your boundaries by. Same thing with meal prepping. Like, I mean, like, is it a non-negotiable, right? Like, are we actually allowing that 1 to 2 hours on Sunday? Are we allowing people to step all over us and, you know, stay over when they shouldn't be? Or are you just pushing your, you know, goals to the wayside? Like, you're not making it a priority, right? So like, get clear on what you want. So let's say that we are wanting to lose 20 pounds in the next 4 months, and 20 pounds of fat, just to be clear. And we're wanting to lose weight, and we're getting fit and creating the lifestyle that we are obsessed with. So therefore, we are wanting to lose 20 pounds of fat. We are wanting to create healthy habits and, you know, go to the gym 4 to 5 times a week or work out from home, whatever. We want to, you know, we want to have a solid meal prep routine, but of course we're not going to slave in the kitchen. We want to maybe have a meal prep service half the week. And then we also want to have some ready to go beautiful dinners. Maybe we get some HelloFresh, or, you know, maybe we go to the store and this is the time that you, myself and my spouse, can spend time together, cooking together, doing something different, right? Like, creating that healthy lifestyle. Well, then that means we need to make time for grocery shopping. We need to make time for family time. We need to make time for your relationships, or your date night, or your bestie night, or whatever. We need to make meal prepping a non-negotiable. We need to be making sure that we schedule our classes in advance. If you're going to a boutique gym, or, you know, we need to schedule out our workouts in advance. Like, we need to identify our priorities. So number one is identify what your priorities are. What are your priorities in life? Then we're going to set clear boundaries around it, right? Number two is going to be, we need to voice our needs as ambitious women. We cannot expect others to respect boundaries if we don't tell them what the boundaries are. If we don't articulate them, right? We have to confidently express our workout schedules, our nutrition, you know, our nutrition plan, or, you know, maybe with our friends and our family, like saying, oh my gosh, I'm on this incredible fitness journey right now. So, you know, I'm not drinking alcohol during the week. I'm just saving it for the weekends. I really appreciate this happy hour though, because then of course I can have a Topo Chico. I get to catch up with you gals. Like, this is so fun. Like, communicate your nutrition goals, right? Same thing if somebody is wanting to go out to, you know, Marble Slab or like an ice cream place, but yet that doesn't align with your goals, maybe ask them to go to a coffee date instead. Just letting them know, hey, I'm actually going to Vegas here in the next couple months. I want to, you know, look and feel my best. I am, you know, on this beautiful routine. I have so much momentum right now. Do you mind if we go get a coffee date instead? Literally voice your needs, your nutrition plan, your non-negotiable self-care. If you use Sunday afternoons as your time to do a face mask, to, you know, do the little eye things, to take a bath and read a book for your own mental health and self-care, then don't let anybody step on it and change that plan for you. No family, no partner, no friends. Like, you have to be so freaking clear on your boundaries, right? But we have, in order for people don't know what they don't know. Therefore, you can't get pissed at someone when they don't know, right? So being very upfront, voicing your needs, just as I do with my family, especially with Tony's family. We see his family a lot more than my family. But my family's just super independent. So I love them for that. But Tony's family, like, they're so close, so, so close. And so sometimes the only time we can see them is on Sundays, right? And so I, of course, let them know. I'm like, hey, like, I'm not available on Sundays. I am recording podcast episodes, or I am, you know, checking in with my clients. And I'm so sorry. I love you guys very much. But like, if we're going to hang out, it's got to be during these time frames instead. And if they do come over during that time, they know I'm not involved. I'm like, hey, come on over. Like, you can spend time with the dogs, with Tony. You guys can have brunch, like, whatever you want to do. But like, I can't be involved. So please don't make me feel guilty that I'm not involved. Right. And they get it. And they understand. And I'm consistent in that way. So it's really important that we are voicing our needs to have those boundaries respected. Right. Number three is going to be ditching the guilt. Girl, oh my gosh, this is a big one. This is such a big one. And as ambitious women, you and I feel torn by competing responsibilities. So whether you're, you know, a dog mom, you are a business owner or multiple business owner, you're a mom in general of human children, right? I say human children. I say humans a lot. Anyways, it's just like a random Michelle quirk. So yeah, there's that. Maybe you have, you know, maybe you're trying to keep the house clean. Maybe you, you know, volunteer somewhere. Maybe you are, you know, like, there are so many different competing priorities that you may have. And it's really, we feel so torn. We feel so spread thin because we're trying to plug into our work, into our fitness life, into being a, you know, a dog mom, into our relationship and all these things. Like, we just literally feel like we have to give 100% to each and everything. But the thing is that when other people are involved, we don't want to let other people down, but we're okay with letting ourselves down. And like, that is what we need. That is shitty boundaries. Like, that is like terrible. Okay. If we want to get in the best shape of our lives, if we're wanting to prioritize ourselves unapologetically, if we're wanting to have solid boundaries, that way we can be the best that we can be to show up the best for others, then we need to prioritize our health goals. That is not selfish. By you going and working out, moving your body, by you going to the grocery store, by you, freaking Instacarting it, like, by you meal prepping, by you taking the time to map out your week and feel really good about the structure that you have in place for yourself, by you going and working out and leaving your kids with the spouse for an hour, your self-care is not selfish. It's self-preservation. I think we need a shift to thinking that health goals, our health, our fitness goals are selfish, to their self-preservation. By you taking care of yourself, you can therefore come home or go to work and show up as your best for others. It's literally like the airplane analogy. They advise that you shouldn't put on the oxygen mask of others around you until you put your own on first. Same thing goes with your health and your fitness goals. I am very bothered. I'm so, so bothered by the fact that previous generations, and I'm saying this from my parents' perspective, I'm saying that from just some of the individuals that are a little bit older. I am so sick and tired of people having these health problems later in life, and it's because they delayed their own self-prioritization. And it's simply because they put others before themselves this entire time. And it's because they felt guilty because they weren't spending that time with that person, or they weren't able to get home on time to do X, Y, and Z. Like, your health matters. You want to live. Let me just be real with you. You will die one day. You will die. You will, not to be morbid, but like you will die one day. And I want you to confidently say at this moment, at this time, in this day, you never get this day back, right? If you need to take advantage of this day to be the healthiest version of you, because the thing that sucks the most is when you're down later in life and you get sick with something or you can't move as well, you all of a sudden are overwhelmed with the worst feeling in the world, and that's regret. That you didn't prioritize yourself, that you didn't, that just because you felt guilty for somebody who didn't even make you feel guilty for not showing up to something or being like 15 minutes late or an hour late to something, like ditch the guilt, girl, because literally you need to live and be the best version of you now. That way you can live and move as long as you can for the rest of your life with your kids, your grandkids, with, I mean, all of your girlfriends when you're older, when you're those old ladies like dancing on the dance floor. Like, you want to live your life with no regrets. Therefore, you have to take care of yourself. You need to move your body. You need to nourish it properly. You need to be drinking your water. You need to get proper sleep. And so what that means is you need to ditch the guilt. Ditch the guilt of other people feeling like you're letting other people down. You're not. You're preserving your own self and your health the way you can skyrocket in your relationships and other things with other people. So I just had to say that. Number four is fiercely defend your calendar. Don't just pencil in workouts and meal times and then move those blocks. And you're like, oh, like I'm flexible. Like, oh, that happy hour. Sure. I'll just do my workout on Friday instead of Thursday. Like, no. We need to make those workouts, meal times, those, like everything that you're doing, that the family time, the, you know, because we're thinking about our mental health here, those walks with your dog, like we need to make those unmovable. Fiercely defend your calendar. Protect those commitments as firmly as you do any business meetings, right? Number five is enlist backup. So what I mean by this is clearly communicate your fitness nutrition boundaries to supportive family members, friends. Have them hold you accountable and run interference with distractions. Tony is literally my backup. Tony knows, like, if anybody, so a couple of our friends, I 100%, I am happy to report I've been alcohol free for over 6 months, which is wild. And now it's like, I don't really care. Yes, I get tempted by alcohol, but it's never really been like something I've like deep dove into. Like, if you told me like chocolate or sugar was a no-go, like, I'm pretty sure I would fall it. And like, I would literally not be able to do it. But a lot of our friends have a lot of weddings, have a lot of kiddos. We have so many beautiful celebrations, baby showers, so many great things happening this year. But so whenever I don't have a mimosa or I'm not drinking, a lot of the people that don't know me very well outside of my best friends, they do give me a bit of a hard time about it. And I will tell you, like, I'm very confident in my identity because I'm very confident in my health and my fitness goals and my nutrition goals. I'm confident in being the ambitious and fit woman that I am, that I have no issue dealing with somebody who is giving me shit for it. Like, I don't have an issue with that, but that comes with repetition, that comes with time. And then people eventually don't bug you about it anymore because they know what you're going to say, right? But when some of maybe Tony's friends are giving me a little crap about it, and they love me and they know me, right? It's so nice to have Tony say like, oh yeah, no, I'm so proud of her. She hasn't even done 6 months of alcohol. And so like, you know, it's just a streak or a principle at this point. Like, yeah, she doesn't care if we do it, but like, I mean, when does she break the cycle, right? So she's just going to keep going. And it's so great because like he communicates my boundaries to our friends and family, and he is holding me accountable as well and running interference with any distractions. So in order to record these podcast episodes for you guys, I literally had to tell him, hey, we have a 13-week puppy and we have our beautiful 8-year-old Great Dane who is not, you know, he's a little, you know, he's not feeling so well this week. And so, you know, I said, hey, like, I need you to run interference. I need to go record these episodes. Will you please take care of them? He's like, absolutely. I got you covered. No problem. So enlist backup. Clearly communicate your boundaries for your health and your fitness and nutrition and mindset goals. Like, your boundaries, those priorities that we talked about, communicate those to your friends and family and have them hold you accountable and run interference with it, with distractions. Okay. Number six is going to be know your limit, hustlers. Okay. Know your limit. So ambitious natures our ambitious nature as ambitious and fit women is we tend to overcommit. We tend to overcommit because we are the gals that get it done. We're the ones that can do it all. Like, we can have it all. We can do it all. Like, I know you know what I'm talking about. But the thing is that we have to be so real with ourselves on what our maximum bandwidth is, so that way we don't all of a sudden wind up abandoning our boundaries under being overwhelmed. When we're stressed, we give into things. We people please. We even give into our emotional eating cravings. We give in to the amygdala of our brain, the center of our brain, all of a sudden takes over whenever we're overwhelmed, especially when we're spread too thin. Therefore, we don't make confident decisions, which then means that we don't stick to our goals, which then means we get pissed at ourselves. And then it goes down that vicious cycle of now I have to get back on track. And it's just this loop, right? So make sure you know your limit. Know your limit, my beautiful ambitious and fit hustler. Like, I love you so freaking much, but don't overcommit. In fact, undercommit. Literally under promise and over deliver, right? So like under promise your time and then just over deliver. Don't overcommit yourself. Okay. Number seven is we need to be it in order to set better boundaries. We have to embrace imperfection. We have to embrace that we are imperfect human beings. Rigid rules. So rigid rules, they do tend to bring on, or restriction does mean that you're thinking about those things. It's like the elephant in the room. It brings on rebellion, right? So embracing imperfection. So what I mean by that is the 80-20 food sustainability rule. 80% of the time you are on point. You're doing the dang thing. You have better boundaries with yourself. You're like, heck freaking yes. Like, I am on my ish, right? But then 20% of the time we are a little more flexible. Like, homegirl, I absolutely love an Oreo cheesecake moment. Like, from Cheesecake Factory, like, highly recommend. Is it 1600 calories for one slice? Yes. But if you share it with somebody, it's only 800. And I have it for my birthday every year and I love it. So like, build in that flexibility so that way that, you know, it doesn't, you aren't overly restrictive and like, it's not backlashing against all of your, you know, hard efforts. Like, embrace imperfection. But what I'm telling you is, if you want to set better boundaries in general, we need to stick to the commitment of 80% and then giving in a little bit on the 20%. Don't make that all of a sudden, like we talked about earlier in one of our previous episodes, don't have that turn into a 50-50 situation versus an 80-20, right? Like, we need to set clear boundaries for ourselves, but then also allow a little bit of flexibility and a little bit of fun. Like, let's be real. I tell all of my clients that. And if it's their birthday, if they're their husband's birthday, if it's Christmas, if it's a holiday, like freaking Easter is coming up, like, eat the gold, eat the little chocolate eggs. Okay. Like, I'm so down for that, right? So just making sure that we are building in some flexibility, but like, not being overly restrictive too. So just make sure that we are embracing that imperfection. And the number eight is make sure you set consequences. So I know that this is a little bit of, you know, counterintuitive to what we had just talked about, but maybe set consequences. So if you want better boundaries with yourself, we need to decide how we're going to get back on track after having a boundary lapse of some sort, right? So let's say that, you know, you were supposed to go work out on Monday but you got a call from your best friend and she said, hey, we're going to go to happy hour instead. You're like, oh, and you gave a little hesitation, which means like, she knows she can hook you in. You know what I mean? And you didn't voice your needs. So you know what I mean? Like, type of deal, right? So with that, all of a sudden you're saying, okay, I'm going to go to this happy hour. This is going to be the 20% of my 80-20 rule. But as a consequence of me not doing my Monday workout that I did promise myself, I did schedule it in, it was a non-negotiable appointment, I need to fiercely defend my calendar, like we talked about. Let's say it just wasn't able to happen, or you already committed and you forgot about it, right? Set the consequence of, okay, since I didn't do my Monday workout, I'm going to make sure I had Thursday as my rest day. Now Thursday is the day that I'm going to work out. Right. So just making sure that you set that consequence, or that, not even really a consequence, but set up a new plan, set up a new reframe of how you're actually still going to achieve your goal, even though you had a little bit of a boundary lapse, right? An unavoidable boundary lapse, right? So just something to keep in mind is like, okay, set up a new plan, set up a consequence. Same thing with, boutique. I think that boutique studios do a good job of this is if you go to like an F45 or if you go to an Orange Theory or, you know, a boutique gym of some sort, literally, if you don't go to the class where you secured a spot, they charge you. That is a consequence, right? So if you're somebody that is wanting to show up more, maybe going from 3 workouts to 5 workouts per week, then, you know, scheduling in those classes where if you don't show up, you, the consequence is, or you don't wake up early enough, you get charged $15, $20 and you didn't go, you know, like that's a consequence that's, you know, set in place too. So just make sure that you have a good checks and balances of your boundaries because boundaries are a line in the sand. So if you cross that line, there needs to be some sort of like a kind of moment, right? Just like me training Enzo. I'm like, don't you bite me, you little turd monkey. He has little shark teeth and they're terrible, but he's so freaking cute. He gets away with it, right? Don't worry. We're training him. He's doing great. So set consequences or reframe or create a new plan if that was going to be the case, right? And then number 9, most importantly, setting better boundaries is we need to celebrate our successes. So guarding your personal boundaries takes daily practice. So many people are like, oh yeah, I just have a boundary and it is what it is, right? No, like it's going to be a little bit of work in order for you to actually stick to that boundary. We need to like dance with it a little bit, right? We need to have daily practice, daily inputting of here are my top 3 priorities. I'm going to move my body. I'm going to go for, I'm going to go for a daily walk with my dog each day and I'm going to eat 3 healthy meals with high protein. Like, by you setting those personal boundaries with yourself, like that is a humongous win. That's a huge win and it takes daily practice. So treat every win as growth. You are cultivating long-lasting self-worth, confidence, and discipline. Confidence is built by keeping promises to yourself, which means if you're keeping promises to yourself, it means you have to get better about setting clear and better boundaries to actually make those things happen for yourself. Because protecting your actual priorities among life's many demands is an outgoing journey in devoted self-care for fiercely ambitious women. Like we, in order to balance it all, but by protecting our priorities, by protecting our boundaries, like we can actually do the dang thing. We can have it all, right? But boundaries give you the structure, which give you the freedom and confidence and also helping us get closer to what we want. Girl, I hope that this is helpful and I hope that you go kick some serious butt this next week. My only ask is that you take a screenshot of listening to this episode, post it on your Instagram story and tag me at Michelle_Stallings_Fit. I would love to personally reach out to you and say thank you. If you ever need anything, go ahead and pop over to my Instagram, send me a DM with any questions you have or any notes or just, hey, I listen to the podcast. Nice to meet you. Like I love it when I receive those messages each week. It's just truly incredible. I love you, girl. And I hope you have an amazing week ahead. I'll catch you in the next episode. See you later.
My name's Allison and I've been a part of the Ambitious and Fit program since September of 2023. Throughout that time, Michelle helped me develop healthy habits, improve my nutrition, and get me excited to move my body every week. Michelle has guided me through a personalized meal plan and a workout plan that has transformed not only my body, but also my mind. On top of this, I've been welcomed into a community of like-minded, ambitious, and fit women who help uplift and motivate me every week. I have enjoyed the program so much that I signed up for an additional 4 months with Michelle. If you're contemplating working with Michelle, I highly recommend reaching out to her for one-on-one coaching. It's worth every penny.